So let's review. Zog the Mishnah, Kainim Shani Yashan, Shani Medaber, Shani Mahalich, Hareze B'lo Yachol Devar. If a person makes a neder to prohibit his sleep, his speech, his walking, the neder is effective, and the Isra B'al Yachol applies. The Gemara explains, the Mishnah cannot be understood literally that he made a neder to prohibit sleeping, talking, or walking, because Shina Davar She'in B'mamashu. A neder cannot take effect on something of no substance, such as sleep and speech. Therefore, the Mishnah must be referring to a case in which he says, Koinim Einai Bashina. He prohibits his eyes to sleep. This neder is effective because Eini Davar She'yesh Bo Mamash. His eyes do have substance. However, the Mishnah cannot refer to a case of Koinim Einai Bashina alone because that neder is not effective either because, as Rabbi Yechanan says, Shvur Shal Ishan Shleisha Yamim Malkanai Sebiyashan Alter. If a person makes a shvu that he will not sleep for 3 days, the shvu is not effective. He's punished with malchus for making a shvu shav, an oath in vain, and he may sleep immediately because he has shalikaimoi. It's not possible for a person to avoid sleep for 3 days. Such a neder is likewise not chal. The Ran adds that we cannot say that the Mishnah is referring to a simple case of ba'imr koinim eina b'shina hayoim, because that would be a pshita that the neder is chal. The Gemara continues that the Mishnah also cannot be referring to a case of Ba'imr Koinim Eina Bashina Lamachar, Im Ishan Hayyim. He made the neder to prohibit sleep for his eyes tomorrow, but deny that the neder is only effective if he sleeps today. Because that too would be a pshita, because everybody agrees, Shayashan Hayyim, he is permitted to sleep today, during the Tanai, because Lechashina Shema Yashan Lamachar. There's no concern that he will sleep tomorrow during the neder, because Be'isur Mizdar. A person is cautious with the Isra itself, and if he does sleep today, it's a pshita that tomorrow, hareze b'lo yachol devar. David, the Mishnah must be referring to the case of the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda v'Rab Nachman, in which he made a neder with a tanai and said, koinim eina b'shina hayyim im ishan lamacher. He made a neder to prohibit his eyes from sleep today, with a tanai, a stipulation that the neder is only effective if he will sleep tomorrow. Rabbi Yehuda says, Al Yashan Hayyim, Shem Yashan Lamachar. He's prohibited to sleep today during the neder because there is a concern that he might sleep tomorrow during the Tanai, in which he will have violated the neder retroactively. The Bitna Limizdar. A person is not as cautious with a Tanai. Therefore, we interpret the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion as follows. Al Yashan Hayyim di Inayim Harehu Babal Yachal Devar. He's prohibited to sleep today during the neder, because it's a possible transgression of Bal Yachal, because he might sleep tomorrow, because Betzna Loi Mizdar. Rav Nachman disagrees and says, Yashan Hayyim, Balich Hashina Shem Yashan Lamacha. He's permitted to sleep today during the Neder, because there is no concern that he will sleep tomorrow during the Tanai, because Betzna Mizdar. A person is cautious even with a Tanai. Therefore, we interpret the Mishnah according to Rav Nachman's opinion as follows. Yashan Hayyim, he's permitted to sleep today during the neder, even though there is a possibility of bayachil if he sleeps tomorrow, because betzna mizdar. Ravina says that the Mishnah can be understood literally, in which he prohibits sleep itself, and the Rush adds that he limits it lezman kavua to a day or two, which is efshel kaimli. And although the neder is not effective midday raisa because shina davish imbay mamish. However, my bal yachil midrabanan, the neder is effective midrabanan. The Mishnah continues, ha'emer li'isha, koinim shani misham sheikh, harei zeh b'lo yachil devar. If a husband made a neder to prohibit tashmish, marital relations with his wife, the neder is effective. The Gemara asks, how can this neder be effective? V'ha mishtabit lo midar raisa, he's obligated to her, as the pasuk states, she'eiro k'susa v'inasa lo yigra. And he cannot impose an issur that overrides the shibud, because as the Ran explains, Al Mura Rabban Lashibud the Isha. The Chacham strengthened the wife's shibud for Tashmish. Therefore, the Gemara explains that the Mishnah refers to a case, Bo'imra Hanos Tashmishcha Olai. He imposed a neder on himself to prohibit him from benefiting from her Tashmish. The neder is effective because the issur is chal on him, not on her. And her shibud cannot compel him for Tashmish, because ein machin loy lo adam davar asur loy. Just as we cannot compel a person to eat a prohibited food, har shibud cannot compel him to violate his nether. However, Tashmishi Allah Yech, Kaifin Oysim Misham Shasai. When he imposed a neder on her to prohibit her from benefiting from his Tashmish, the neder is not effective. And he is compelled for Tashmish, because the Shibud the Mishabad the Slay, his neder cannot override her Shibud. The next Mishnah contrasts with the previous Mishnah and highlights. Zechayim b'shvuas min adarm. In this halacha, shvuas are more stringent than adarm. The previous Mishnah taught, Kainim shani yashin shani medaber shani mahalach. When a person makes a neder that he will not sleep, the neder is not chal medaraisa, because neder isur chavtsa. The isur takes effect upon the object. Therefore, neder must be on a daber shish by mamish, something of substance. This Mishnah teaches, Shvua she'enu yashin, she'enu medaber, she'enu mahalach, asur. If a person makes a shvua, an oath that he will not sleep, speak, or walk, the shvua is chal medaraisa, because shvua isur gavra. The isur takes effect upon the person. Therefore, shvua can be chal, even on a daber she'en by mamish, something of no substance. The Mishnah continues with three statements that are not effective. And the Ran explains, Karbin loy oichalach mutter. As a shvua, it's not effective because b'chayi karbon mishtabeya. He's swearing by the animal's life, which is not a shvua. As a neder, it's not effective because he's saying karbon yehei mashaloi oichal mishalach. That which he does not eat shall be like a karbon, which implies but that which he does eat is not prohibited, which is not a neder. Ha karbon sha'oichalach mutter. With the hey as a separate word, this statement can only be understood as a shvua. And it's not effective because mashma b'chayi karbon mishtabeya. Le karbon loy eichalach mutter, as the Ran has the girsa le karbon with the lamin with a pasach, la karbon. And certainly according to the girsa loy karbon, this statement can only be understood as a neder. And it's not effective because he's saying that which he does not eat shall not be like a karbon. And the only way this can be a neder is by implication that which he does eat is like a carbon and prohibited. However, this Mishnah, Reb Meir hi, deloyim rina mechlalava tishmeyehen. The Gemara adds that on Daf Yud Gimel, the Mishnah taught, la carbon la oichalach Reb Meir oiser. The neder is effective, because according to the Ran, the Lamed is read with a shva and is understood as a statement of two parts. It's a carbon, and therefore I will not eat from you.